what we're about in this hour. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of what's going on in this past week. Let's start the queue with a reference to the number one item in this week's countdown. Here's a talk radio caller who says the ones who are complaining the loudest about the Affordable Care Act are the ones that are not affected by it. Seven past the hour. Continuing looking at the countdown in just a matter of moments. Stand by.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Number 10. Counting down from 10 to number 1 in this hour, we start with the first of four ties on this week's countdown, the beginning of the baseball season, and the NCAA Final Four. Here are talk hosts Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder with Eric Zorin from the Chicago Tribune talking about how long that last minute of the game really is.
What you've done is you've realized that the last minute or so of a basketball game is a little bit...
Well, it takes forever, basically.
Yes.
An eternity. And Deadspin, the website devoted to sports, has done really an exhaustive study of this, where they've gone and measured the... And they look at just what does the last... How long does the last minute take to run? And it should take a little more than a minute, right?
A minute and a half would be perfect.
And, just the other day I was watching... I tracked some of these, too. The last minute of the Wisconsin-Arizona game, the last minute of overtime, took 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Almost exactly 10 minutes, to within 1 second.
And what you also get
the last minute of the Kentucky... Michigan game took 8 minutes and 22 seconds.
In hockey, let's say it's a tied game in hockey, that last minute is so exciting. But in basketball, it's just a series of free throws. There's almost no action.
It's free throws. It's timeouts. The other day, for instance, in the Michigan-Kentucky game, one of the teams has the ball. I can't remember which one has the ball. Throw out of bounds. First of all, they get the ball out of bounds. They call timeout.
Right.
Run up a play. They go. They get set up. The other team calls timeout. They go. It's like... And you know my inclination is hey for let them play. And this is not about commercials, by the way.
Right.
There were only 2 30-second commercials in this whole in the end of the Michigan game. There are only 2 30-second commercials. This is not something that the networks are demanding. This is just the way this game is now set up, which is like they stop it the stop clock as often as they can. They all get together. They get around the whiteboard and you do this. It doesn't just in hockey in soccer just play the game.
Number 9. Another tie at number 9 this week on the countdown, the flap over the Noah movie and the search for the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Here's talk host David Bowes with Wesley J. Smith from the Discovery Institute about what they say is the anti-human message in the movie Noah.
The Noah movie really was an anti-human screed, was it not?
Extremely anti-human, and the purpose for the flood isn't to save the righteous, as in the Bible. It's to destroy all man to save the earth.
Right, right. And then,
spoiler alert, there is a flood.
Yeah.
But let me give you, I wrote down a few of the lines from the movie. Man broke the world. Water will separate the foul, which means humans, from the innocent, which means animals. Before man, earth was a paradise. Man is against creation. Everything that is good and beautiful, we shattered. This means there can be no men for earth to be a paradise. Once humans are gone, creation will be left alone, safe, and beautiful. It reminds me of the day the earth stood still. You may recall the day the earth stood still, an alien comes down to earth to save mankind from himself, to help us overcome our warlike ways. In the remake of 2008 with Keanu Reeves, the alien comes down to earth to kill all men, destroy every human being on the planet to save the earth. This is the same message. We are to save the earth. Noah's even, spoiler alert, seriously contemplating killing his 2 granddaughters to make sure that no human beings survive after he is able to release the animals on the flood, after the flood, and the earth can be a paradise again. It's really a dark, anti-human, deep ecology kind of screed.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the top 10 items. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the second half of number 9 this week with talk host Mark Mason and Dave Anderson. Aviation expert Jay Rawlings is on board here. They discuss the latest twists and turns and theories on the missing Malaysian airliner.
This Flight 370 just has more twists and turns than a Disneyland ride. Today, a Spanish paper is saying that the attack... this plane may have been an attack, an attempt to shoot down the airliner to avert another 9/11. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. That must be brand new.
It is, yes.
There's a lot of theories out there, especially in light of the fact that they can't seem to find this plane. You mentioned the Disney ride, and it really is very much like that, because we've gone all the way around the ride and now we're back at the beginning of the ride where we don't know any more than we did when we started.
But what about that theory, Jay, that in fact any government, U.S. government or otherwise, could shoot down a commercial airliner? We know that they had the green light to do that on 9/11, so it's not out of the realm of possibility, but that they could do it. Could they do it and cover it up this way, or wouldn't there be some sort of evidence of that military action?
Yes, I think these theories of something outrageous like that are overblown, because it's very difficult to pull off something like that and no word of it leak out. No one saw a flash in the sky. The only odd thing going on, really, is that the radios went off, they started maneuvering, and then they disappeared, and that the Malaysian military never scrambled any aircraft, to my knowledge. They never tracked this plane. They never wondered where it is until it was well out of their airspace. So that part of it lends itself to all sorts of theories, but I think we have to stay grounded in what evidence do we have. Even the theory that the pilot is responsible. There's a lot of reasons to think that one or both could have been, but there's nothing to support that idea. We're back where we began.
Number 8. The review of the hot hits in talk radio this week brings us around to the number 8 item, the North and South Korean tensions that were evidenced this week. Here's correspondent Andrew Salmon talking about North Korea testing weapons last weekend and how South Korea ought not to be concerned because they do this every spring.
This was a calculated move by the North Koreans to cause tensions and perhaps act as a kind of response to the ongoing South Korean U.S. military exercises which are taking place here on the peninsula right now, as indeed they do every spring. It's always a tense time every spring, and of course the area we're talking about here, the maritime border between the two Koreas, is the tensest part of the peninsula. As far as I'm aware, no evidence has been spotted yet of an upcoming nuclear test, no. But the North Koreans did announce yesterday on Sunday that they're preparing perhaps a new kind of nuclear test, which may suggest they'll be using their uranium-based program, which we've never seen before. Their previous nuclear tests have always used plutonium fuels for the explosions. Very worrying times on the Korean Peninsula, given that these drills are always very, very sensitive with Pyongyang, which has little way to respond to them, but to somehow raise tensions. And it's doing that with its missile tests, its today's artillery fire, and this talk of a possible nuclear test.
Number 7. Moving to number 7 on the countdown this week, congressional Benghazi hearings, a combination of that with the discussion of Dick Morris here on his program in Philadelphia, talking to legal analyst Joe DiGenova about the conflict of interest. The charges have been catapulted against Congressman Mike Rogers, and the discussion about the investigation into the attacks on our embassy in Benghazi.
You're hot on the trail. Tell us about it.
Well, Mike Rogers, who is the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, for some time has been the subject of grave suspicions about his motivations. And the reason is very simple. From my conversations with people on the Hill, including members of the committee and families of the fallen, there has been a suspicion that from the beginning he has been trying to tamp down Benghazi. And now we know it's true.
That's why people have been pressing for a special committee.
That's
I never got it until yesterday. Yeah.
One of the reasons, and I spoke with some people from major news organizations who told me point blank that in conversations with Rogers over the last 5 or 6 months, he has been telling them that Benghazi is not a story. Now, mind you, this is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee that has the most interest, along with the State Department, in finding out what went wrong there.
Wow.
3 CIA people who were killed,
yeah,
in addition to the United States ambassador.
Yeah.
These people have told me that Rogers has done everything he can to tamp down the investigation. For example, he refused to call the chief of station to testify, and it was only after a major revolt by the members of the of his own committee that he was told, you either call the chief of station or there's going to be an effort to remove you as chairman.
Yeah.
That's why he left.
Tell us about what his wife does for a living.
His wife is now a lobbyist, but prior to that, she was the president and CEO of a company called Aegis, which is a major defense contractor. And they, it's my understanding from records, were party to a contract that their parent company was to provide security at various facilities around the world, one of which...
State Department facilities.
That is correct. State Department facilities around the world.
So he's in charge of investigating the adequacy of security at the Benghazi compound, and she's in charge of providing security at the Benghazi compound. Is that about it?
That's our understanding of the facts, because that company is a very large company. She's no longer there, but she was responsible for supervising bids and contracts and things with the State Department.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
At number six on the countdown this week, you're listening to a review of the top 10 items in talk radio this week. Here's host Ray Appleton talking about the report this week from the United Nations about the looming dire consequences of global warming.
The president got a huge gift from the United Nations. Big quote from them that he's got to be loving. Quote goes like this. If the world doesn't cut out the pollution of heat-trapping gases, the already noticeable harms of global warming could spiral out of control. The only thing inspiring out of control on this is all the rhetoric, but this has got to be music to the president's ear. This is going to be the Obama summer of climate change. I'm telling you. And he used Fresno as a backdrop for that, you know, all in the name of the drought when he came here locally. That turned out to be the big rollout on climate change. And, you know, God bless him and his little pin-headed advisors. He's found a way to fight this and change the complexion of the whole climate change battle. And here we go again. You know what it is? It's something that we talked about a long time ago, something that environmentalists launched into. And it was about 20 years ago on this program, as I recall. We laughed until our sides hurt. But back then, it didn't come from the White House. No. It was coming from these environmental groups, the Sierra Club, NRDC. And that is bovine flatulence. Bovine flatulence. You heard me. We are back to square one with global warming because of the methane gas emitted from hooved animals. All hooved animals. Do you realize that the herds of native buffalo in the USA used to be bigger than all of the dairy herds now combined present day? What's Obama's plan? He's not really targeting the cows. He's targeting the dairy industry. Okay, that sends up a flare. The evil dairy industry is responsible for a naturally occurring fact of life that's been going on this planet from the day the very first hoofed animal emitted that first blast of notable noise and odor and poison into the precious blue skies.
Number five.
All right, number five has to do with the budget cuts. Congressman Paul Ryan's presentation this week. Here's talk host Greg Knapp with political analyst Cal Thomas about the problems they have with Congressman Ryan's recently released budget.
We were just talking on the show recently about Paul Ryan's new budget, and I was looking at it, and it doesn't cut spending. It actually just decreases the increase in spending by about 1.7%, and yet the Democrats are saying this is going to kill people. I mean, how do you get something done when you can't even cut the increase in spending by 1.7%?
Well, it's a great question, and it's one that if I could answer, I'd probably run for president. But I can't answer it, although I'm not running for president. There was, during the Reagan administration, something called the Grace Commission. J. Peter Grace, the businessman, was commissioned by President Reagan to assemble a group of outside-of-government business leaders and to do effectively an audit of the entire federal government to see what works and what didn't. And if it didn't work, and if we didn't need it, and if it cost too much, we'd get rid of it, turn it over to the private sector, or just get rid of it altogether. The problem with it was that once it was presented to Congress, they rejected it because, you know, this is their home turf.
Right.
They get to spend. They get to regulate. But the Base Realignment and Closing Commission, which came along after that and we used successfully during the Clinton administration to shut outmoded and unneeded military installations, had teeth in it, and Congress had to accept what it recommended. And it gave them cover, members of Congress, because then they could say to their constituents, well, sorry, that base closed, but I didn't have any power over it. These guys did it, so be mad at them. I think that's what we need now. We need another type of base closing commission with the teeth in it to actually force Congress to do some of these things.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the top 10 items, starting at number 10 this week, reviewing the baseball season as it began and the end of the NCAA. I guess we call this March Madness in April, right? That's where this goes. If that makes any sense to you, help yourself. At number 9, a lot of discussion about Noah, the film, some of it pretty seemingly silly, but I guess it depends on your religious point of view as much as anything else. And tied with that at number 9, the continuing focus on the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, what happened to that Boeing 777. At number 8 on the countdown, the tensions that have arisen between the North and South Korean countries on the peninsula, what happens every spring, these testings that go on, and people worried about that. Number 7. More focus on the congressional hearings into Benghazi and some new information about Mike Rogers and what his conflict of interest is. I guess he has a couple of them. He's announced this week he's retiring from Congress and is going to be a talk radio host. It ought to be interesting to see if that played into what he decided to do. Also at number 7 tied, the Russian aggression into Ukraine. So we heard a discussion of that on a talk radio program. At number 6 on the countdown, because of the weather and the UN report about the dire consequences of global warming, the essence of cows being the bad guys, there's a sort of, to me, I may make this editorial comment because many of you know that in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer. And this week, the latest attack against the family farmer, the dairy farmer, not the family farmer, but the dairy farmer, the FDA rule that's been proposed to break up brewers and farmers. The interesting thing about this is that your lower intestine contains bacteria that breaks down sugars you can't digest. And what they're worried about at the FDA, so they say, is that whatever's in brewer's grain is going to not be able to be broken down by your system should you get food from an animal that's had brewer's grain. But it doesn't say anything about drinking beer. That's how asinine these things are. And now it's becoming more and more obvious that there is an attack, and it is a governmental attack against dairy because the administration believes that methane gas is causing the problem. So think about that in your support for whoever it is that you may vote for. This may be a good question to be asking if you drink dairy, need it for your family, need it for your well-being, or you just like ice cream, because this this ruins everything, including ice cream. It's that preposterous. All right, so that's number six. Number five, a lot of conversation about Congressman Paul Ryan's budget cuts. So we have that in the queue. So we're up to number four here this week. And so with the big voice announcement,
number four,
cooperation, we get to the discussion of the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling, another incursion, another offense, another aggravated assault against America in general. I hear our host John Cass and Ann Kavanaugh talking to Shannon Bream, a television reporter, about the reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling.
What's the reaction there, and how do you view the Supreme Court decision?
Well, as you know, it was a very tight decision, 5-4, and there was a lot of heat back and forth on Capitol Hill about this. A lot of folks on the right, most of them saying this is a victory for free speech. The court views political speech and the money that's spent on it as a First Amendment issue. And the Chief Justice even went on to say in his opinion, listen, the First Amendment protects all kinds of things, whether you agree with them or not. Protests, burning the flag, all kinds of things. And I think about the Westboro Baptist Church, one of the First Amendment decisions not long ago at the court. So the court, this court is very protective of that right. And that's what it came down to in this case. Folks on the left, for the most part, say it's going to open the floodgates to all kinds of money flooding in where it wouldn't have been before. And, I mean, some of them on the Hill going so far as to call this the death of democracy. So some pretty extreme, you know, reactions on both sides.
Well, and, you know, it works both ways. I mean, yes, the corporations probably and the billionaires probably favor the Republicans, but the unions favor the Democrats. So it probably, in the end, shakes out pretty even, don't you think, John?
I would think so. I mean, I look at the union contributions to Democrats, particularly public sector unions and others. It is just huge money. And on the other side, I guess, Shannon, those who are screaming that the Republic is collapsed are worried about those two brothers, right? They're the evil ones with the horns on their head, according to the left, correct?
Well, yeah, but the thing is that this ruling, those who oppose it say, you know, it doesn't favor one party or another because money can flow to any candidate, Republican, Democrat, Independent, it doesn't matter. But what they think is it favors the wealthy and that the average person out there is going to lose their voice a bit in this process.
How so? How does that argument go? Because I'm a little confused. If I'm, I guess the wealthy can always reach candidates, but the little guy or whatever, you know, the fellow earning minimum wage, he should be able to send his kids to Princeton on a minimum wage salary, according to some of the Democrats. They feel that you can't buy a candidate? I don't get it. I don't understand exactly what they're saying.
Well, what is left in place now are those individual donation limits. So, you know, to say in a congressional race, you could give somebody $2,600 in their primary, $2,600 in their general. That still stays in place. You can't give them any more than that. But there was an aggregate limit on how much you could give in a given cycle overall. So that would limit the number of candidates and parties and committees that you could give to. So now, basically, there's still limits in each individual race. You can't go write someone a check for $1 million for their congressional race. There's still a limit on what one donor can give to one candidate, but there is no longer really a limit on how much one donor can give to multiple candidates. And the plaintiff in this case said, you know, listen, I gave to 8 or 9 candidates last time. I maxed out on what I could do. How does it turn unconstitutional when I can't give to the 10th or 11th candidate? You know, so there will be potentially more money in play. But those one-on-one donations, what one person can give to one race or one committee, that limit's still in place.
All right, so that's a review of the number four issue this week in the Talk Radio Review, the Supreme Court campaign donation ruling.
Number three.
At number three on the countdown, the continuing focus on the elections this fall, midterm elections, and also there's usually woven into the conversation suggestions as to what to do in the presidential race of 2016, thus the conversation Howie Carr had on his program this week. He's talking here to Ann Coulter, who says she'd like to see Mitt Romney run one more time.
Who are you for president right now, Ann?
Well, don't tell him, but I'm planning on giving Mitt Romney a little more time to rest, flying out, kidnapping him, and depriving him of sleep, food, and water until he agrees to run again.
You're kidding.
No.
You really want him to run again?
I think he was a fantastic candidate. As I've told you before, he would have won by a larger landslide than Ronald Reagan did in 1980 without Teddy Kennedy's immigration bill. And it's basically impossible to beat an incumbent. But he is head and shoulders better than the other candidates we have. They are, and I don't want to name them, but but I mean, you go through the list, and for one thing, as you and I have discussed, and this is the most important point, and that all of your listeners have to tell all of their friends, knock it off with the congressmen or inspirational figures. It's got to be a governor or a senator, preferably a governor. And, you know, there's a limited world list of who those people are, and they all have problems. None of them are as articulate and reasonable and as good on immigration as Mitt Romney is.
What about Ted Cruz?
Well, he's a lot worse on immigration.
Is he that bad? I didn't think he was that bad on immigration.
Well, most Republicans are. I mean, that's why you need to call your congressman. I'm not singling out Ted Cruz. He has the same position a lot of these idiots have. Oh, yes, let them come here, and we got to have special permits. We just won't give them citizenship, but we want to increase guest workers. That's going to last 10 seconds and destroy the Republican Party with Hispanics. You're not, well, we're going to have a servant class we're going to bring in to work for us? No, that will, within 6 months, they will all be citizens voting for the Democrats, and Republicans will never win another election. No, but Romney was the best on immigration of any candidate in my lifetime, with the possible exception of Ronald Reagan, but he was hoodwinked into passing that amnesty.
Right. Simpson-Mazzoli, or whatever it was called, in 86.
And with the promise of border enforcement. I mean, Ed Meese himself has said, if Reagan could go back, he never would have signed that now.
Yeah.
He was double-crossed.
Yeah, so people are saying, no more rhinos.
Well, that's just the mob taking over conservatives. Look, you may not want to try running Romney again, but the idea that he's a rhino, as opposed to, what, Rick Perry, who gave illegal aliens in-state tuition, same thing with Chris Christie, and, as I say, Ted Cruz is a disaster on illegal immigration.
And that's the thing, I don't understand. There's nothing about Ted Cruz that appeals to me, except he just got this week a $1.5 million book deal. What the heck is he going to write a story about, and how is it that people think he has anything going for him at all? He would be, I agree. I've found myself more and more lately agreeing with Ann Coulter on some things, which is unusual because I used to not ever agree with her on anything. How about you? You find yourself thinking about Ann Coulter? So that's number three, the focus on the presidential race in 2016, and some thoughts and discussions on the air and a lot of talk radio programs that we monitor for this list, the midterm elections. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Current immigration reform plans would establish quotas for workers in numerous industries and new bureaucracies to set the quotas. Many people are afraid of an unlimited influx of foreign labor, but if they look through the lens of liberty, they would realize that market demand is much stricter than artificial quotas because there's no way to violate it. No one hires people they don't need, so there is an absolute limit to employer demand. That limit is different every year and in every business. If there are 200,000 workers allowed, but demand is for 1 million, the rest will simply come illegally and employers will hire them rather than close their business. Instead, we should trust the principle as old as America itself. The market works.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number two.
Number two this week on the Talk Radio Review is the Fort Hood shooting. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to military analyst Major Bob Kinder about the way the military handles incidents like this shooting at Fort Hood.
For some reason, and maybe you can help me out here, a lot of talk about the fact that he was being evaluated to determine whether he had post-traumatic stress disorder. I can understand how that might be a concern if he were alive in a court martial and how whether he did or he didn't might become part of his defense. I am, to be honest with you, I am more concerned with what the military is doing, not doing, or could be doing to prevent these kind of incidents from happening again.
You know, following, as you know, because this is your neck of the woods, just 5 years ago, an act of terrorism occurred there with Army Major Nidal Hassan when he opened fire, killing 13, injuring 32. He was sentenced to death down there. So this just occurred, and because of that attack, what happened was posts went on. They started to teach lockdown, or they're calling it harboring in place. So immediately when something like this occurs, a Twitter feed is put out for everybody to go into lockdown, mm-hmm. and the purpose is just to minimize risk to yourself and to others. And as this unfolds, what I'm hearing from Lieutenant General Milley, who is the Corps commander there,
right.
He was very pleased with what occurred and the actions of that that facility. So that way professionals, like law enforcement professionals, can engage an active shooter, which is exactly what happened. A young female military policeman took care of, pulled her weapon, and the guy shot himself.
Countdown Extra now. The Wall Street scandal that came to light this week. Here's host Dave Lee talking to Pete Najarian of NBC about accusations the stock market is rigged.
Did you see 60 Minutes on Sunday, Pete?
I certainly did, with Michael Lewis, yes.
Yeah, that was quite a show for folks who didn't see it, but it was kind of interesting to see how it looked like. I mean, it kind of made it look like Wall Street was a little bit rigged. Your thoughts on that?
Right. I really disliked that use of the word rigged, because I think that implies that people don't have a chance. Now, what they were really addressing, Dave, just to make it really simplistic, is high-frequency traders, which are the folks that have proprietary feeds. Well, right now, that's legal, so they're doing nothing wrong. So that's part of what could be a solution to this, is make everybody have the equal opportunity for access, bring back something called the uptick rule, and those folks that are high frequency traders should be forced to be obligated making a market, meaning they're on the bid and the offer. They're not just going in there and in fractions of a second taking markets away from all of the rest of us. So there are easy fixes, I think, to this whole thing, but to say the markets are rigged, I think that's great for Michael to sell his books and get people talking about this and make it very interesting, but I think that's an unfair statement.
All right. So the discussion there will certainly continue, and that would be high on the list if we were doing a countdown of what's on Business Talk Radio. And by the way, we've thought about that over the years, doing a Business Talk Radio countdown show and a Sports Talk Radio countdown. Countdown Show, however, has not come to pass. So we put as many of the items together that are a part of pop culture discussion into the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue with the number one item right around the corner here on the countdown.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one issue this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the continuing discussion of the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare. Here from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Alan Ludell has Kyle Cheney, who's a healthcare reporter from Politico.com. They discuss the passing of this week's so-called deadline and the latest numbers on the Obamacare sign-up sheets.
I suppose to the administration's great regret, you did have a few of those lapses, which then at some hours dominated the headlines rather than the record enrollments. But overall, where do you think it stands now?
No, despite those lapses, which lasted several hours, the administration is pretty confident that they've gotten as high as 7 million people to sign up for coverage, which, when you remember how bad things were back in the fall, it's hard to imagine ever approaching that number, which was an early goal and one that everyone thought had just been scrapped because it was impossible. And so they're feeling pretty good today that they've gotten that many millions of people to sign up and potentially more to come, because it seems like the deadline may not be as firm as people initially thought.
Well, but you figure the administration knew that there was going to be absolute intensity in people trying to sign up in the final hours. And so, you know, to some, the glitches were a reminder of the past.
Exactly. I think you brought all that memory back. It's a reminder, too, that, you know, we're now entering the political campaign season that's going to focus on the health care law. And so that was almost in some ways a helpful reminder for the opponents of the reasons that they're fighting the law, too. And so you heard a lot of the familiar attack lines. And those opinions aren't going to change much from now to November. So the glitches, again, were a reminder, but, you know, sort of a reintroduction of the campaign.
It is fascinating, though. I mean, we hear about red states, blue states, but you had a state like Maryland, not exactly a hostile Republican state, that never got its exchange working completely. Or at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. And, you know, it didn't seem to break down along partisan lines. Some states that were resistant to the health care law politically saw great enrollment numbers, and it didn't break down normally. Actually, a lot of blue states had trouble, and some people theorized that it was because they were so overeager to adopt every optional element of the law that they've gotten in over their heads.
That would be kind of a paradox. But in the end, we don't know the demographics. We don't know how many of the young adults enrolled. We don't know how many had had previous health care insurance of any kind. Correct? We don't know those things yet.
And we also don't know how many more people will enroll because the White House sort of left this loophole available for people to come back and keep signing up if they ran into those glitches that you described. And because so many people did in those several hours of sitting down, there could be thousands still that continue signing up beyond the deadline.
All right, at the end of the week, the number one item, as I underscored, Obamacare. Here's another pitch at that from host Jeff Tyson, who talks to healthcare analyst Mike Cayley here about the latest numbers.
Do you believe these numbers? First, let's start there. Just over 7 million. Isn't funny how they just went right over their goal?
Well, I'm not sure they've been appropriately sourced, and so the question of belief is something we'll have to measure over the next 30 or 60 days as things become a little bit more clear. But the real information buried in all this is who actually has paid their premium. Some expectations are that 80% or so have paid the premium, which would leave, you know, about 1.4 million perhaps that need to be deducted from that number. So proof's in the pudding, I think.
Well, and how many of these folks are really happy with this, or how many do you think actually felt forced to do something?
I'm not sure that a ton of people really felt like they were forced to do anything. When you look at the penalty being 1% of income, which is far less than what the annual equivalent for premium might be, that the disincentive for not having insurance just doesn't measure up. So I don't think it was an appropriate way to prevent people from enrolling. I think that the sexiness, if you will, of all of the celebrity sponsorship and the availability of subsidized health care for many, I think, was probably a better attraction, although I think the economics of this are probably going to be very difficult to make it all work over time.
Mike, with the push on all the younger demographics needing to sign up to make this work and then that not happening, does that put this whole thing in jeopardy down the road?
It sure does. It sure does. But in particular, as we look out a little bit further towards 2016 or 17, and that's when the risk corridors or the government bailout, if you will, of insurance companies for not setting the rates appropriately based on that enrollment mix will terminate. So that's when we think we'll see a large increase in rates. But you raise an interesting point, JT. It's not about how many people enrolled. It's about who enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And if we got a bunch of 63-year-old men and women, certainly the rates that were set in the exchange are not going to be appropriate, and they'll have to be adjusted for the 15 plan year.
All right, so the number one item this week, Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, and the numbers that came in as we review the top 10 items. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have you along for our weekly overview of the top 10 items, the most popular items, according to the research at Talkers Magazine.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.